Today's daf is Megillah Daf Lamed Beis, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Tanu Rabban. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Henapero bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Simcha Doiv Ber ben Chaya Freda, Chana Tova, Bas Sora Risha, and Meira Chava, Bas Shoshana. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Mina Chana, Bas Harav Yosef Isaac. So we're Be'ezus Hashem at the very last daf of Masechtas Megillah, and it is going to begin with the topic of the last several dafim, and that is more laws related to Kriyas HaTorah. Zok the Gemara, Abraisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Mokim Shemafsikim B'Shabbos, Shachar, is the place where the Baal Korah finishes laning Shabbos Shachar, Shom Koyim B'Mincha. That's where you pick up by Mincha, which is what we do. So if it's Parshas Beshalach on Shabbos, you're going to read the entire Parshas Beshalach, and then Mincha, you don't go back and read Beshalach. You read that already in the morning. But rather, you read the next Parsha, you can read Parshas Yisroi. B'Mincha, wherever the Baal Korah finishes Mincha, Shom Kari B'Sheni. That's where you pick up on Monday. We don't do that. B'Sheni, wherever the Baal Korah finishes on Monday, Shom Kari B'Chamishi. That's where he picks up on Thursday. B'Chamishi, wherever he ends on Thursday, Shom Kari L'Shabbos Haba. That's where you pick up the following Shabbos. Divi Rameir, that's Rameir. So according to Rameir, you never repeat laning, but rather, you're always picking up where the previous laning ended off. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, Makam Shemafzikin B'Shabbos Shachris Shom Kari B'Mincha. I agree that the place that the Baal Korah finishes laning Shabbos Shachris, that's where he picks up by Mincha. Meaning Mincha, you're going to read already the next parasha. However, not just Mincha, but Uvesheni, Uvechamishi, Ule Shabbos Haba. You're also going to start from that place, meaning the place that you start Shabbos Mincha, the place that you ended Shabbos Shachris, that's where you begin Shabbos Mincha, that's where you begin Monday, that's where you begin Thursday, that's where you begin the following Shabbos, and that's of course what we do. So if it's Parshas Beshalach, on Shabbos Shachris, you're going to lay in the entire Parshas Beshalach. Mincha, you're going to start Yisrei, you go until Sheni, and then Monday you do the same thing, and then Thursday you do the same thing, and then the following Shabbos Shachris, again, you start Yisrei, this time you read the whole Parsha. So who do we paskin like? Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, Halacha, the Halacha is Makom Shemafzikim B'Shabbos Shachris, the place that you finish laning Shabbos Shachris, Shom Koyrim B'Mincha, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, U'L'Shabbos Haba. In other words, Rab Zeira Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rab Zeira Paskin, with what it is that we do. Freit Gemara, that why did Rab Zeira have to repeat the whole sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? V'leim halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he simply say the halachas of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Mishum da'afchi lahu, because apparently there was a little bit of confusion who had said what. Meaning people knew this Braisa, and people knew that the Tanoim in the Braisa were Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. But there was a little bit of lack of clarity as to what Ramea Shita was and what Rabbi Yehuda Shita was. And therefore, Rab Zeira felt if he would simply say halachik Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't necessarily clarify what the halach is, because you still have to know what Rabbi Yehuda said. So just to make it clear, Rab Zeira said, you want to know what the halach is? Makam shemafsikim b'Shabbos Shachris. Wherever you finish laning Shabbos Shachris, that's where you start by Mincha. You're going to start from that same place again Monday, again Thursday, and again the following Shabbos. Tanu Rabban, another braisa. Peseach v'raya, when a person gets called up for an aliyah. Now, the Braisa is, of course, discussing not the way we do it today, but rather the way it was done in the times of the Braisa, which meant the person that got called up for an aliyah, he actually read from the Sefer Torah. So it says the Braisa, you get called up now for an aliyah, you're going to make the bracha, maybe, and you're going to, for sure, read from the Sefer Torah. So you open up the Sefer Torah, viraya, you look at the Sefer Torah, goylel, you then roll the Sefer Torah up, meaning you close it, umavarech, you make the bracha, v'chayzer u'paseach, you open it again, v'kayre, and then you read from the Sefer Torah, divrei Rameir, azayat Rameir. So Rameir says, in short, that you can't be looking at the Sefer Torah can't be open when you read the brachas. So before you make the bracha, you're supposed to look to see what you're making a bracha on, but then while you make the bracha, you goylel, and then you chayzer u'paseach, v'kayre. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to do that. Rather, paseach, you open up the Sefer Torah, v'raya, you look into the Sefer Torah, umavarech, make a bracha, v'kayre, and then read from the Sefer Torah. In other words, you don't have to roll the Sefer Torah up when you make the bracha. My time with the Rameir. Why does Rameir hold that the Sefer Torah can't be open when you make the bracha? So the Gemara says, k'du'ula, we could explain Shitas Rameir with something Ula said. Omar Ula said, Mipnei Ma Omru, why did Chazal say that Akoyre B'Toyre lo yisayeya limitorgumen? So this Braisa is discussing a halacha that's no longer relevant, but that in the times of Chazal very much was, and that is that in addition to the Baal Koira, there was also the Meturgeman, there was also the translator, and his job was to translate pasuk by pasuk everything that the Baal Koira was saying. Now, sometimes the Meturgeman had people that assisted him. Says the Braisa, the Koira Batoira, whoever's laning, he can't get involved in helping the Meturgeman. And what's the reason? Not because it's a hefsek, but because people are going to think he's the Baal Koira. The Baal Koira is reading from the Sefer Torah. Now, all of a sudden, he's talking in Aramaic, he's helping out the Meturgeman. They're going to think that those words of Targum are in the Sefer Torah, and to prevent that from happening, that's why we tell him not to do that. Rashi says, Agav, that what's so terrible if people are going to think Targum Kasa Batayra, the Asi Lemicht of Targum Batayra. We're worried that there's going to be a Sefer somewhere, and he's going to actually make the mistake, and he's going to write a Sefer Torah in Targum. But either way, says the Gemara, that just like Ulab was concerned that the Baal Koira shouldn't get involved in the Targum. Why? Because people are going to think that it actually says Targum inside the Sefer Torah. Hachanami, the Gemara says, it's for the same reason that Rameir holds that you can't be looking inside the Sefer Torah when you make the Bracha Kadesh Layomru, because we're afraid people are going to say Bracha is Ksuvim BaTorah. People are going to think that the Birchas HaTorah is actually mentioned in the Torah. And to prevent that from happening, just make sure that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda argue? And it's not just why does Rabbi Yehuda argue. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the previous mentioned braisa that Akoyre B'Toyre lo yisayeh lematorgamen, and presumably agrees with Ula's reason that we're concerned that people are going to think the Targum is Kasa B'Toyre. So if you're worried that people are going to think the Targum is Kasa B'Toyre, why are you worried that people are going to think that the brachas are Kasa B'Toyre? So the Gemara says, no, Targum ikulamiti. Rabbi Yehuda holds that to think that maybe the Torah was written in Aramaic, that's something that you could hear, people would make the mistake. The Gemara is written in Aramaic, I don't know, maybe the Torah is written in Aramaic as well. Bracha is not kilometi, but who's going to think, who's this Sofer, the way Rashi explained the Chashash, that's going to have a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, that Birchas HaTorah is written somewhere in the Sefer Torah, that's already Loi Shchiach, that anyone would ever think that, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't have to worry about it. But what's the bottom line? Machlokes Remein Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Sefer Torah is allowed to be open, unrolled, when you make Birchas HaTorah. According to Rav Meir, no. According to Rav Yehuda, yeah. Amr Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said, Amr Rav Masna, name Rav Masna, halacha. What's the halacha? Paiseach v'raya. You open up the Sefer Torah, look in the Sefer Torah, umavarach, you can make the bracha, meaning without closing the Bekairah, and then read it. So in other words, who's Rav Zeira paskining like? Like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara asked the same kasha it asked in the previous exchange, v'lei mahalachik Rabbi Yehuda. So why didn't Rabbi Zera simply say that halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he have to have the arichos halashayin? Why does he have to chazer over the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Let him just say that halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says the same teretz mishum da'afchilu, because apparently, again, this braisa too, there was a lack of clarity. Some people had Rameir saying one thing and Rabbi Yehuda the other. Some people had in the reverse, and Rabbi Zera felt if he would simply say that halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that wouldn't necessarily make it clear what the halach is. So again, Rabbi Zera wanted to be 100% ironclad clear. He didn't just say halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. He said what the shita is, even though it's a little bit wordy, and even though the Tanam and the Amiram, they always spoke Balash and Kitzara, but at the same time, to make it very clear what the halacha is, he spoke out the halacha without simply saying halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Zeira, I'm Rabbi Masna. So we just mentioned something that Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Masna. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira said something else in the name of Rabbi Masna. He said halucha is vehabimois. These two things, Ein bahem mishum kedusha. So what's the luchas? So Rashi says, Lo yodati mahen. I don't know. However, Rashi says, I'll tell you an opinion that I heard. V'yesh mefarshim, that hein ha'asuyin l'svarim shalanu. These are things that are made for our svarim, our scrolls. She'enon asuyin begilyon. So apparently there were some loose scrolls that needed to be covered. They weren't made in a proper gilyon, and they would take these luchas, these tablets, I guess, and they would cover these scrolls with it, but the bottom line is, Rashi's not sure, I entice this, but that's what luchas are. Okay, what's a bima? So that Rashi does know. Shahayu oisin lemelech b'parshas hamelech. This was a platform, a pedestal, that was made for the melech, and he would stand on it when he read the parshas hamelech. Zok de Yomara. Amar Rav Shvatya, Amar Rav Yoichan. Rav Shvatya said in the name of Rav Yoichan. More halachis related to Kriyas HaTorah. So again, the topic has been Kriyas HaTorah. What do you do after Kriyas HaTorah? Hag Beglila. And that's literally how the Masechta ends. Says the Gemara, Hagoylo Sefer Torah, when a person goes Hag Beglila, Tzorech Shiyam Midenu Alatfar, you have to make sure that the seam is positioned in between the two amudim of the Sefer Torah. Like you want it to be tight and strong, you don't want it to rip, so you do it alatfar, that's the right way to do it. Shvati said another aloch in the name Rabbi Yochanan, also related to Hag Baglila. He said, Agoyel Sefer Torah, if someone rolls a Sefer Torah, goyloi mi bachot, you should roll it from the outside, the in goyloi mi bifnim, you shouldn't be goyloi from the inside. So Rashi says, we're talking about a person that's rolling a Sefer Torah. He's mishing up a Sefer Torah. So you're trying to get from point A to point B, but you're doing it by yourself, right? Just appreciate that once upon a time, people learned from Sefer Torah. So you have a Sefer Torah, you're learning. So you're learning one parasha, now you're trying to get to the other parasha. So you want to mish. So you know how we mish in shul, you have two people, one on one side, one on the other side. But this person is doing it by himself. And the way he's doing it, says Rashi, the Sefer Torah is munach lo al birkav. It's literally on his knees. So Rabbi Yochanan just gave very practical advice. He said that when you roll it, you should roll it towards you as opposed to away from you. Because if you're going to aggressively roll it against you, you're going to try to balance it, but there's a chance to say the Torah is chalila going to fall. That's a very, very terrible thing. So therefore, if you roll it towards you, that's going to prevent that from happening. That's what you should do. And then he added, he said, however, when it comes time to tighten it, meaning you rolled the Sefer Torah now, it's all rolled, and you just want to tighten it very good before you put it away, just the opposite. So then you should tighten it. It's not a loose scroll now. You're just making it really, really strong. You should do it from the inside going out, as opposed to from the outside going in. I'm Rav Shvatya, I'm Rav Yochanan. Another halacha that Rav Shvatya said in the name Rav Yochanan, also related to someone that's being goylul Sefer Torah, asar shkar b'Torah. If 10 people were in a minyan, 10 people read from a Sefer Torah, ha-gadol shebehem, the one that's the gadol shebehem, the most chashiv of all of them, goylul Sefer Torah. He should be the one that is goylul the Sefer Torah. Meaning, the most chashiv person is the person that's supposed to go hag b'glila. Why? Says the Gemara. Because ha-goyloi noitel schar kulon. Because the one that does the glila, the one that rolls the Sefer Torah, we'll see more exactly what that means, he's noitel schar kulon. He gets schar of everybody, meaning all the people that are in the Beis HaKnesses, there's a certain amount of schar, he takes all the schar. There might be Shulban Levi, Asar Shekhar Batayr, 10 people that read from the Sefer Torah, ha-goyl Sefer Torah, kibbol schar kulon. The one that's goyl the Sefer Torah, he's the one that gets the schar. The Gemara says, schar kulon solko daitach? That doesn't seem fair. What? So 10 people are in shul, the one that goes hag beglila, he's the one that gets all the schar. What happens to everybody else? Not that he takes everyone's schar. Everybody gets schar. But he also gets schar. More schar than everybody else. How much schar? So take the sum total of schar that there is in that room at that given time. And the person that's goyel the Sefer Torah, he's going to be mekabel schar keneged kulam. So just to pause for 1 second before we go weiter in this very, very short amud, and that is that, so the Gemara mentions that if you have 10 people that are reading from a Sefer Torah, ha-godol shebehem goyel Sefer Torah, you should give the galila to the person that's the most chashav. So Rashi says that the lashon of the Gemara is asara shakaru. Asara Shakaro, you don't have 10 people that read from a Sefer Torah. How many people read from a Sefer Torah? 7 people read from a Sefer Torah. There were 7 people that were Oilu Lutayra. Today, 1 person reads from a Sefer Torah. But back then, it was 10 people that read from a Sefer Torah. So Rashi says, what does it mean Asara Shakaro? Shenesfu, meaning 10 people got together. Vikaru Hagimo, if it's Monday, Thursday, or it's a Taina Tzibur, or it's Shabbos Mincha. So 3 people read. Oy HaZayin, or 7 if it's Shabbos. Kichoy Kayayim, depending on what the day is, depending on how many people are supposed to be Oilu Lutayra. How many people are supposed to read from the Sefer Torah? But Rashi says that the word Asara Shakaru is a misnomer. It sounds like 10 people are reading from the Sefer Torah. There's no such mitzias unless they made Hoysophis. But why would we be talking about that? So Asara Shakaru is not the way it is. And then Rashi adds, so why then did the Gemara say Asara Shakaru? Being that you never have Kriyas HaTorah if you have less than 10 people. Why? Because Kriyas HaTorah is a Davar Shebekdusha, the ain't Davar Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asara. So it's for that reason, Nakat Yud Shekaru B'Torah. That's why we mentioned 10. But it doesn't mean 10 people that read from the Sefer Torah, but rather what it means is 3 people, or 7 people, or sometimes 4, and 5, and 6, K'chay Kayayim, depending on what day it is, how many people are supposed to be Oilu L'Torah. But again, Rashi is muching with the Lashon Asara Shekaru. It's not 10 people that are reading. It's 10 people that are present, and from the 10 people, you have people that are Kayayim. But what came to mind was the Chakira that we spoke about a few times when we went through some of the raid and some of the sugyas related to Kriyas HaTorah. And that is, when the Balkaira lanes, is it as if everybody's laning? only one person's learning. No, but everybody's listening. And by them listening, it's as if they're learning through Shemeya Ka'ina, or when there's a Balkari that's learning, it's only the Balkari that's learning, and everybody else is being Yoitza, not Shemeya Ka'ina, but Shemeya Kishemeya. That's the Chakira that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank talks about in Rav Moshe and the Igros Moshe. We said maybe there's a chiluk between the Kriyas HaTorah of the entire year and the Kriyas HaTorah of the Dalot Parashis. But if you would say that Kriyas HaTorah works midin Shemeya Ka'ina, like that Sad Mechudeshes that Rav Tzvi Pesach brings from one of the Rishonim, the Ravan, then it's very Gishmak, the Lashon, Asara Shekaru. It's really 10 people that are reading from the Sefer Torah. What do you mean? Only one person, or three people, or four, or five, or six, or seven. Yeah, but everybody else is as if they're learning based on the Shemei Ka'ina. So it's taken not just Asara that are there. It's really Asara Shekaru. That's how Shemei Ka'ina works. That every person that's there, it's the equivalent as if he actually did it. So it could be the Lashon HaGemara of Asara Shekaru would be a little bit more Gishmak, maybe from the fact that Rashi was Madchik a little bit to explain Asara Shekaru. So that's a Raya that Rashi didn't learn like that Sad Mechudesh. But either way, just a Ha'ara. Just the other thing worth mentioning, and that is that you see from our Gemara that Hagba, or Glila, really, is a very, very big deal. How is it a big deal? Two things. Number one, you're supposed to give it to the Gadol, the most chashuv person in the room. He's the one that gets it. Number two, he's Neitel Schar Kineged Kulam. Now, the truth is, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, in Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, in the middle of Sivkot and Aleph, Gadol Sheba Oysan Shekaru B'Torah, the most chashuv of the people that read from the Sefer Torah, Goyloi. He's the one that's supposed to roll the Sefer Torah. Uregilim liknoisoi bedomim yukarim. The minig is to sell it bedomim yukarim, fatayi de geld, lechavav mitzvah, to show how chavav the mitzvah is. So a few things. First of all, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is hagadol shebaoisam shekaru b'Torah. It sounds like in order to qualify to be goal of the Sefer Torah, you have had to have gotten an aliyah. If you didn't get an aliyah, you don't qualify. It's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Hagadol Sheba Oysam Shekaru B'Torah. So Mishabur brings that is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, clearly, and Azoy Halten, many Paiskim, but he brings that the Vilna Gaon argues. The Vilna Gaon said that it's not true, that the Gadol doesn't have to be a Gadol Shekaru B'Torah, and really it boils down how to understand our Gemara. Our Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Asara Shekaru B'Torah, HaGadol Shebehem, Goyul Sefer Torah. Does it mean the Gadol of those that read from the Sefer Torah? Or does it mean the Gadol from the people that were in the room? The truth is, the Lashon of the Gemara is Asara Shekaru. And Rashi says you don't really have 10 people that are reading from the Sefer Torah. You have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. So what's the Asara Shekaru? It's not 10 that read. It's 10 that convened together to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So who said it has to be someone that read? So do you say Asara Shekaru that the Hagba Glila has to go to one of the people that Daka got an aliyah that read from the Sefer Torah? Or like the Vilna Gaon said, either way, the minig is that you give Hagba Glila not to someone, usually Dafka, not to someone that got an aliyah. But either way, that's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's just interesting that the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and this is in Sif Katan Hey, he says that what is Glila? Hagoyel Sefer Torah. What's Glila? So we know in our mind what Glila is. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu masha anu koyrin hayoyim hagba, shehu ikar hagoyla." That's what he says. So he says that the goyla is what we refer today as hagba. Shehu ikar hagoyla, because the person that does the hagba, he's the ikar hagoyla. It sounds a little bit from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that the one that does Glila is not at all, but that he's just not the Iker HaGoylo. And the truth is, it's mashma a little bit later also, because the Mishnah Berurah says a few lines later, this is in Sif Katan Zayin, U'mitzvahs Galila, as it relates to the mitzvah of Galila, afki rabbi, even though it's a very big mitzvah, nagu lechabed af l'ktanim. The meaning is to give it to ktanim, sheish b'mdas lahavchen inyan davish ha-bekdusha, because this is something they could do. Because the truth is, you want to give a child hagba, right, when the Gemara says you give the hagba to the gadol, right, it can mean also the physical gadol. But the bottom line is that when it comes to Galila, this is something you can give a child, and the Mishnah Berurah says that there's an inyan kedei lechanchem b'mitzvos. It's an opportunity to engage a child in davar shebekdusha. It's a nice way to be mechanechem. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Galila is not nothing. He says it's a mitzvah rabba, but the ikur goylel that our Gemara is talking about, that the Mishnah Berurah definitely says. Who is the ikur goylel? It's not the person that does Galila. It's not what we refer to as Galila, but the Chafetz Chaim said it's what we refer to as hakbe. Zok the Gemara b'ayit. So we mentioned something that Rav Shvatya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So way, it's very pertinent to the sugyas that we're learning, to the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara now is going to mention something else that Rav Shvat said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, I heard Rabbi Yochanan say the following. How do you know that we're mishtamish bebaskol? Meaning, if someone hears a baskol, how do you know that you can follow it? Now, what does this even mean? Rashi. In Belibay Lahaskol Davar, someone was thinking about starting something. Veshama koil, and he heard a voice. And the voice told him, yes or no. He's allowed to follow that voice. And it's really a big chiddush, because you would have thought that maybe it's nichosh, right? We're not allowed to get involved in heebie-jeebies. Tamim tia Hashem alaykecha. A yid has to be a tamim. A yid is supposed to ask a rav. But he's not supposed to go ahead and start hearing baskels and allow that to follow. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan said, minayin shem ishtam shem bebaskel. How do you know that it is okay? Shenemar, he said, it's learned that from a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed. The pasuk says, va'aznecha tishmanu dover me'acharecha lemor. Your ears are going to hear something from behind, saying, Zeha derech lechuvoy, saminu v'chisas milu. You should go to the right, you should go to the left. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan said that there is such a concept you see from this pasuk in Yeshaya. And then you have to read the fine print. V'hani milu, when is this true? The Shama called Gavi B'masa. You heard the voice of a man in a city, meaning this baskel sounded like a man, assuming it was in the city. But called Itzabadavra Ur, is the voice of a woman inside the field. And the reason is because these are unusual things to hear. Rashi says, kol she'enei matzoi. If it's a kol she'enei matzoi, then you can attribute it to a baskel. Not just that, v'udamar hein hein, v'udamar lav lav. It has to repeat itself. So baskels apparently repeat themselves. So if you heard it twice, not just once, you heard it a second time. So that's when you know that this is something that you could take seriously. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, minayim shemishtam shem bebaskel. We know the Tanam already debated this issue. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita in Shas that ein mashkichem bebaskel. But here, Rabbi Yochanan says, how do you know that you're allowed to be mishtamish bebaskel? What came to mind is the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, they both left yeshiva. They weren't doing well financially, they were struggling mightily, and they decided that they're going to go make a parnasa, and they'll be mekayim the pasuk of Efes, ki lo yeh becha evyoin. And as they're leaving yeshiva, they sit down to break bread, and all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan hears not a baskel, but me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan. He overhears two malachi asharis that are having a conversation that these people deserve to die because they just left yeshiva. The manich and chayoy and the chayisha, and the other malach said, don't touch them. Why? Because there's one person, one of these two people, that he's someone that one, he's destined for greatness. We have to keep him alive. Rabbi Yochanan heard it. Ilfa didn't hear it. Rabbi Yochanan tells Ilfa, did you hear anything? He said, no. He said, Vaisleis, it's me. He goes back. He becomes Rosh Yeshiva, and the rest is history. But you see, Rabbi Yochanan's whole fate came about. Why? Because he heard a voice. He heard a voice and he followed that voice. So this is Rabbi Yochanan almost l'shitasai. The Rabbi Yochanan's whole life, his greatness, his godless, his stellar, it came about because he was mishtamish bebaskel. He heard a proverbial voice whisper something into his ear, telling him to follow a certain path and set him on a certain destiny. And that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, who says a halacha in Megillah Lamed Beis, minayin shemishtam shem bebaskel. And this is not just halacha, it's a chiddush, like Rashi says. The chiddush is, you would have thought it's included in nichosh, and that's Rabbi Yochanan saying it's not included in nichosh. Om Rav Shvati, Om Rabbi Yochanan. But Rav Shvati gave us another classic in the name Rabbi Yochanan. He said, kolakor b'loy ne'ima, if somebody reads from the Sefer Torah, b'loy ne'ima, without a nikin, v'shoyin b'loy zimra, and he learns mishnayis, without a niggin, all of Akasav Omer, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, "V'gam ani nasati lahem chukim loytovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu behem." A person that learns without that geshmak, without that niggin, for him the chukim aloytovim, for him the mishpatim alo yichyu behem. So the Gemara says, "Maskev la Abaya." Abaya heard this. He said, "Mishum do layada lefsume kala," because he doesn't sing with a niggin. Person could sit and learn yoimim v'layli. He doesn't move and he doesn't have the ni'ima. He doesn't have the zimra. So because of that, mishpatim la yichyu behem karis be. That seems a little too harsh. Right? The punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime. Elo says, Rabbiya, it's good. Rav Mesharshia. Most pshat is like Rav Mesharshia. Amr shnei tamid chacham yosh berachas. Rav Mesharshia said, if you have two tamid chacham, they live in the same locale. If ein noichin zeh zeh balacha, and they don't get along when it comes to halacha, they don't talk and learning. Aleihem akasavaymer. It's regarding them that the pasuk says, "Vagam ani nasati lahem chukim." I gave them chukim, but loy toivim. What they're doing is not good, and as a result, the mishpatim layichyu behem. They're not going to have the proper chias from the mishpatim from all the halachas that they're learning. Just to stop here for 1 second as well. And that is, I saw in the Netzai Tzayar from Rav Reuven Margolis, and this is a classic, he says that the Gemara says, kolakor b'lei ne'ima, v'shoyne b'lei zimra, olav akasavaymer, v'gam ani nosati lohem, chukim loy toivim, u'mishpatim loy yichyu lohem. This pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel Perikhev. Yecheskel Perikhev is a pasuk that we have related right by its son. It's a fascinating parsha. It's a perik in Nach that talks specifically about the averus that the Yidden had done when they were in Mitzrayim. The Navi says that when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, right, everyone knows the Chazal. We know the Arizal said that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. But the truth is, what we don't realize is it's Mefurish and Nach. It's Psukim in Yecheskel where the Navi gives tremendous toichacha and talks about all the averus that the Yidden did when they were Mitzrayim. He says they were literally, you couldn't distinguish them from the Egyptians, Ayin Shom. And it's in that perek that this pasuk says that Hashem says, I gave the Yidden mitzvahs. V'gam ani nasati lehem chukim lo toivim u'mishpatim lo yichyu behem. So Rabbi Reuven Ragola said that, you know, when you read the pasuk, it sounds like the chukim are lo toivim. Sounds like the mitzvahs that we have are not good. The mishpatim are lo yichyu behem. But the truth is, to say that is kfira. The chukim are lo toivim. What's better than chukim? U'mishpatim lo yichyu behem? Hashem gave us mitzvahs. The purpose of the mitzvahs are the v'chai behem. So what's the pshat? It says chukim lo toivim u'mishpatim lo yichyu behem. So the truth is, looking at the mefarshim in Nach, they all say different pshatim of what the pasuk means. But said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, kedarkei v'kodesh, classic. He said it's poshet. The way you have to read this pasuk is v'gam ani nasati lehem. I gave them mitzvahs. I gave them chukim and lo toivim. You're going to tell me they're not good? I gave them mishpatim. You're going to tell me lo yichyu behem? You're going to tell me these are mishpatim that lo yichyu behem? And how did the Yidden not realize that? They got chukim and they treated it as if it was lo toivim. They got mishpatim, they treated lo yichyu behem. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, the only way to read this pasuk is with the niggin. He says, because if you fumble the niggin, it's kvira. Then you're saying the chukim are lo toivim and the mishpatim are lo yichyu behem. The teretz is, it's all in the teresh of our peh. It's all in the zimra. It's all in the niggin. It's all in how you say it. How you knech it. It's Omar, Rav Shvat, Yom, Rav Yochanan. Kala koira b'loi ne'ima. If somebody reads from the Torah b'loi ne'ima, v'shoina b'loi zimra, all of akasav ha'imer, go ask him how to read this pasuk. V'gam ani nasati lam chukim lai toivim, u'mishpatim lai yichu v'hem. That's the all of akasav ha'imer. That's why we're picking this pasuk to show him. Because if you're going to read b'loi ne'ima, b'loi zimra, how are you going to read that pasuk? You're going to walk away from the pasuk thinking that it's chukim. And by the way, this is a short ha'ara right here, like all the ha'aras in the Sefer and the Tzaytziyar. But he says, I am Ashakosafti in my Sefer Darkei HaTalmud V'Chidoysav Mechkar Chav Gimel. And I looked it up. It's way beyond the scope of this Radbai. But he brings chapter and verse literally, example after example, where it's all in the Negin. It's all in the Trap. Is it Vahatanya as Akasha, or is it Vahatanya Benichusa? And this is a classic from Rabbi Reuven Margolis. But either way, this is the way he teaches this pasuk right here. On that note, let's finish the Masechta. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Parnach said the name Rav Yochanan, Kol Oichas Sefer Torah Arum. If somebody holds a Sefer Torah, and he's just holding the actual Sefer Torah, it's Arum, meaning the Sefer Torah is Arum. It doesn't have the mantle. Nikbar Arum. And when this person dies, they're going to bury him Arum. He's not going to be zoicha to be buried in Tachrichim. So the Gemara says, that seems very strange. Arum Solka Daitach, Ella, the Gemara says, Ema, what it means is Nikbar Arum Balei Mitzvahs. When he's buried, he will have lost all his mitzvahs. If a person touches the scroll of a Sefer Torah, he loses all his mitzvahs. Again, the Gemara says, Balei Mitzvah Solka Daitach. Right, that also seems, why? You lose all your mitzvahs for doing that? Ella, Amir Abayas, Abayas said, Nikbar Arum Balei Oysa Mitzvah. What it means is, that mitzvah, the mitzvah of being rolling the Sefer Torah, whatever it was he was doing, that mitzvah is not going to get. So Rabbi Yanai, who was the son of Rabbi Yanai Saba, said in the name Rabbi Yanai Rabba, Mutav tigolul hamitpachas v'yigalul Sefer Torah, that a person, if he has to roll the mantle around the Sefer Torah, you should roll the mantle around the Sefer Torah, but don't roll the Sefer Torah into the mantle. Zok to Gemara, v'yidabra Moshe, es moyadei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael, Mitzvasan sheyu koyrin oisam kol echad ve'echad bizmanoi. We learn from that pasuk that there's a mitzvah to lein dover be'itai. That was the end of the Mishnah in yesterday's daf, and that's the makar that there's an inyan that you're supposed to lein on Shabbos, Monday, Thursday. You're not supposed to go 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. But at the same time, Dover Be'itay Matoiv, you're always supposed to lain Me'in Yonadim. Tanu Rabbanu Nebraisa. Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael Shiyu Shoylem Adarshim Min Yonu Shalyoim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, that not only should the Yidden lain Dover Be'itay, but they should be Shoyol, and they should be Doirish. They should learn the Halachas of Yontif on Yontif. Hilchas Pesach Be'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres Be'Atzeres, and Hilchas Chag V'Chag. Whether it's Pesach, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's Sukkos, this is something that Yidden should always do. The truth is, the Rishonim ask that You're supposed to learn Hilchas Pesach be Pesach. You're supposed to learn Hilchas Pesach Shloijim Yom Kaidim le Pesach. And presumably the same is true for the other Yom Tovim as well. This is a Kasha. Tosfos Duran, all the Rishonim asked this Kasha. Ayin Sham. But before we utter the words Hadron, just to end the Masechta with three short Hergeshim, short, just to wrap together some of the raid that we spoke about in the course of the Masechta. The first is, so we just finished Masechta's Megillah. The previous Masechta that we learned was Masechta's Tainus. I was thinking, what's the connection, what's the smichos between Masechta's Tainus and between Masechta's Megillah? What's the connection, if there is, between Tainus and Megillah? And the truth is, in many Gemaras, you find that the Gemara itself addresses what's the connection between this Masechta and that Masechta. So, what's the smichos, what's the shaychus between Masechta's Tainus and between Masechta's Megillah? So, I was thinking that maybe you could say a poshita machshava. And that is that Masechta's Tainus deals with what the Yidden are supposed to do. We mentioned when we learn Masechta's Tainus, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus. So the Rambam says that any time there's a tzara that befalls Klal Yisrael, mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizoik uleharia b'chatzoytzroitz al kol tzara shetovei al atzibur. Every single time there's an eis tzara, there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to daven and to blow chatzoytzroitz shenemar. The pasuk says al atzara tzoyre reschem v'ariyosem b'chatzoytzroitz. That if there's ever going to be a tzara, what should you do? You should blow chatzoytzroitz. Koloimar. Anytime there's going to be a tzara, going batzoires, v'dever, v'arba, ukiyotzebem, zaku aleim, scream, yell, v'hariyu, and blow shayf. V'dover zemidarki ha-tshuva. Says the Rambam that doing this is considered part of tshuva. Shebezman shetov yitzara v'yizaku aleim, v'yariyu, yeidu akol. Because if you're going to do this, people are going to realize that this is not just a happenstance, this is all min ha-shamayim. They're going to do tshuva, and here's the punchline. V'zehu sheyikroim lohem, l'hasir ha-tzara me'aleim. And when you're going to do that, that's going to cause the tzara to go away. So what's the essence of Masechta's Tainus? There's a tzara fast. Yeah, fast. That's midrabanan. But really what you're supposed to do is, even midrais, you're supposed to daven. You're supposed to acknowledge that what happened isn't a mikra. It's not a coincidence. And by doing that, you'll internalize this idea. That's going to lead you to do tshuva. And when you do tshuva, v'zehu sheyigroim lehem lahasar atzara me'aleim. So Masechta's Tainus says that there's a mitzvah lizaiku lehariya. There's a mitzvah to daven al kol tzara shalai tovay al atzibur. That's the Yisoid of Masechta's Tainus. What's Masechta's Megillah? Masechta's Megillah is the Purim story. But we mentioned L'shoinei Hazov Shal HaRambam. This is the Rambam in the introduction to Sefer Mada. So there's a small minyan mitzvahs where he lists the 613 mitzvahs. And then the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that there are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs the Rabbanim. And every mitzvah that we have in the Rabbanon was given to us for a reason. And he gives an example. He says, Shanevim u'bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likris ha-megillah by nasa. Bezdin was masakid that you should read the Megillah in the proper time. Why? Kidei lahaskir shvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tshuay sha'asa lanu v'hoye karev l'shaveinu kidei levarchay u'lahalaloi u'kidei lohediyah l'dayres habam, to show the future generations she'emes mashif t'ichanu b'tayro, that it's true what the Torah says, ki mi goy God that the reason we have a mitzvah to be mefaris in the Nes of Purim is not just to talk about a miracle, but it's la idea ulefarsim, to teach the world that when it says in the Torah ki mi goy gadol asheloy alikim kreivim elav kashem alikenu b'chol kareinu elav, it's true that Hashem promises that if there's ever going to be a matziv daven and I'm going to listen to you, and proof that this happened was the Purim story. There were a lot of things that seem to have contributed to the Nes of Purim, but the Rambam says that the primary cause of the Yidden being able to be mahapich the gzeir of Haman was the fact that the Yidden daven, and it was through the schus of tefillah. That's the way it played out. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rav Masna, who was mentioned in today's daf, Rav Masna, when he would start Masechtas Megillah, his psicha was he would start saying this pasuk, ki mi goy gadol asher lo yalikim kreivim elav. That's one pasuk that nails the whole Purim story, because really the whole Purim story is about tefillah. We learned the Gemara together in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Ish Yehudi Hoya Beshushan Abiru Ushmai Mardechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini Tana. The Brisa says Kulam Al Shmai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish is all describing Mordechai. Mordechai is Ben Yair Ben Sheherei Neim Shal Yisrael Betfilasai Ben Shimi Ben Sheshama El Tfilasai Ben Kish Shehikish Al Sharei Racham Ben Niftecholai. It's all Tfila Tfila Tfila. Mordechai is role that he played in the Purim story was really tefillah. So what's the story of Purim? The story of Purim is a real life example of how the Yidden were in an Eis Tzara, and then the Yidden daven, and because they daven, Hashem answered their prayers. So we have Masechtas Tainus. Masechtas Tainus talks about all the Tzaras and what the Yid's supposed to do. What are you supposed to do when there's a Tzara Shlai Tava Alat Zibur? You're supposed to daven. And when you daven, Hashem promises you're going to be answered. The next Masechtas exhibit A. You want proof of this? You want an example? That's the Purim story. That's Masechtas Megillah. Because what's the essence of Megillah? It's Lohidiyah Ludo. See, you learn Masechtas Tainus and you go through all the whole Seder of what you're supposed to do. Next Masechta. That's a connection maybe between Masechtas Tainus and Masechtas Megillah. That's the first Hergish. The second Hergish is that the Gemara says, it's Mishnah, and Masechtas Tainus, Daf Chav Tes. Kishem she mishenichnas av mematim besimcha, kach mishenichnas adar Marbin Besimcha. The Sfasemes, in his Pirish Alashas, in Masechtas Tainus Daf Chav Tes, on that Gemara says that it bothers me a little bit, the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kishem she mishenichnas ab memata besimcha, kach mishenichnas ab ador marbin besimcha." And really, at first glance, the fact that we're memait besimcha and av has nothing to do with the fact that we're marbin besimcha and ador. Loiroi zeh keroi zeh. Av, bad things happen. Other good things happen. We're memait besimcha and av, and we're marbin besimcha and ador. So there should be halacha. Mishenichnas ab memata besimcha, mishenichnas ador marbin besimcha. But the Mishnah seems to equate the two. It's a kishem. It's a shtickle Torah. Kishem she mishenichnas ab memata besimcha, kach, so too. Mishenichnas ador marbin besimcha. And the Sfasema says, what's the connection? So the Sfasema says a davar nifla. He says that yesh loimar, that the reason there's an inyan to be marbin besimcha in Chodesh Adar is for the same exact reason that there's an inyan to be memayit besimcha in Chodesh Av. Why are we memayit besimcha in Chodesh Av? Because that's the Chodesh of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's the Chodesh of Avelos, and therefore a Yid in the Zman of Avelos is memayit besimcha. That's precisely the same reason we're marbe besimcha in Chodesh Adar. Because what used to happen in Chodesh Adar? Chodesh Adar was be'echot ba'adar mashmi'en al hashkolim. Chodesh Adar was the month that the Yidin would start rolling up their sleeves and getting involved in the new fiscal year as it relates to the Mishkan, as it relates to the Karbanis, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Gufa what's going on the Simcha. The real Simcha was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was Mesois Kol Haaretz. So it's Kishem she mishenichnas ab mematim besimcha, kach mishenichnas adam arvim besimcha. Why we might besimcha in Chodesh Av? Because it's the Chodesh of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why we marbe besimcha in Chodesh Adar. Because Chodesh Adar is when we're going in the reverse. That's when we're starting to gather the Machsa Shekel. That's when the Pashkevilim and the Ramkol happens. It all starts when mishenichnas Adar. So it's really the same thing. Kishem, just like we might in Simcha now, because this Churban, so too we marbe Chodesh Adar, because now we're going to the reverse. Now we're building towards the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. But I was thinking, Lafi, some raid that we spoke about throughout Masechtas Megillah, could be it's much deeper than that. And it's so meduyik. And that is, we mentioned that one of the not such subtle sub-themes of the whole Purim story is really the second Beis HaMikdash. And it's you see it on so many different levels. Number one, Achashverus, who's mentioned throughout the Purim story, is also mentioned, he makes an appearance in Sefer Ezra. And the appearance that he makes in Sefer Ezra is Achashverus's predecessor, Koresh, secularly known as Cyrus the Great, he had given the Jews permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash. And then Achashverus came and he changed his foreign policy. He changed his whole attitude towards Eretz Yisrael. And he said, no, Kosav Sitna, right? He wrote a document that said that you have to put a halt to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Achashverosh stopped the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that why was Achashverosh called Achashverosh? Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph. One reason is he was Achiv Shal Roish. He was the brother to the Roish. The Roish was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right? We said Achashverosh was the great wannabe, but he tried living up to Nebuchadnezzar, failed miserably, but Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and although Achashverosh didn't destroy it, but he tried destroying the Beis HaMikdash. The Aseres B'nei Haman, they also make an appearance in another place in Nach. The Rashi, in his Pirush on Esther, says that the Aseres B'nei Haman, he quotes the Seder Olam, they were the ones that had lobbied Achashverosh to go and to be kosef sitna to stop the Yidden from building the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh tells Esther, at chatzi amalchus, right? Mashe losich Esther amalku, ma bakashosich, I'll give you at chatzi amalchus. And the Gemara says, what do you mean at chatzi amalchus? V'loi dover achoytzes amalchus. I'll give you everything except for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is something he really didn't want after the whole Purim story. So the Pasuk says, Achashverosh gives Esther and Mordechai all the money of Haman. So they just fell into this tremendous fortune. What they do with the money? They took that money and they used it to build the second Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was built through the spoils of the whole story of the Purim story. We spoke out the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer says that the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The first Beis HaMikdash was Avodah Zarah Gilurai Shvi Chassam, but the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And the Chassam Sofer says what the Chafetz Chaim would say several decades later, and that is that even though Chazal say it was Sinas Chinam, really it was the Chet HaLoshen. It was Lashon Hara. Sinas Chinam was the Goyim. It was what caused it. So he said, what's the Pshat? Because the Yidden spoke Lashon Hara, therefore they lost the Beis HaMikdash. So he said Pshat based on the Gemara, where the Gemara said earlier in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that there was no person that ever spoke Lashon Hara the same. No one knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. Haman said, Yeshna Yamecha Mefayzim Mefayr Ben Amim, and the Gemara referred to it as Lashon Hara. So said the Chassam Sofer, Haman spoke Lashon Hara. And because he spoke Lashon Hara, therefore he was defeated. And the Yidden took his money and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. But it only worked Kol Kama, they were Nizr and Lashon Hara. But Berega the Yidden were Nichshol and Lashon Hara, so now we're ready, my Chazis. So what happened? What happened was, Haman ends up taking it back. They ended up destroying the Beis HaMikdash. You know, I was thinking that recently archaeologists discovered an inscription in the amphitheater in Rome, the famous or the infamous amphitheater in Rome. And the inscription says that the amphitheater was funded from the spoils of the second Beis HaMikdash, right? This is a fact. So I think they found this not so long ago, like 20, 30 years ago, that it was funded, literally financed by the spoils. So Titus, Harosha, they went, they destroyed the second, they came back to Rome, and they built this magnificent amphitheater. I was thinking, it really all came full circle. That's exactly what happened. Because the Emes says, we built the Beis HaMikdash from their money. We took their money to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Yalkut Shemoyni. And what happened, said the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer says that when we started speaking Lashon Hara, they now had a schus to take it back. It's exactly what they did. They went and they built their own temple. They built a theater. It's mamish full circle. It's vehenei nadvar. But either way, there's a connection clearly between the second Beis HaMikdash and between the Purim story. And what's, of course, the greatest connection? Who gave the Yidden ultimately permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash? It was Daryovesh, Darius II, who was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. So the whole story of Purim, which is a story of Venahapachu, the Venahapachu played itself out big time in terms of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's everywhere. And if you understand the second Beis HaMikdash, you go through Ezra and Nehemiah and the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, the Purim story is the trigger. That's what brought the Yidden back to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Hein Hein Divrei Asfas Emes, Kishem She Mishen Nichnas Av Mematem Besimcha, Kach Mishen Nichnas Av Marbe Besimcha, Mishen Nichnas Av Mematem Besimcha. Why? Because Av is the Chodesh of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Besimcha. The Ein Mikri Yoytze Midei Pshuta. The Sfas Emes said, Be'echad Ba'adam Hashmin Al Ashkolim. But Yoytzer Al Derech Pshat, what's Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Besimcha? It's because of the Purim story. It's because of what happened during Chodesh Adar. What happened during Chodesh Adar? The Purim story. But the Purim story is a sif cotton, really, in the whole bigger picture. What is the bigger picture? It's building the second Beis HaMikdash. If that's the bigger picture, that is the Simcha. Because that was churban. Because now we're going to the other side. Now we're rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash. But just to end with the third and final hergish, and that is, I saw in the Eretz Tzvi, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai. See, he brings that he heard from his Rebbe, the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, the Hillel Gavni Nezer, who heard from the Chlush Arim, who heard from the Rebbe Rabbinim, Rav Simcha Binim from Pshischa, that the Rebbe Rabbinim used to say, so this goes straight through the Polish track, all the way up to the Rebbe Rabbinim. He used to say the following. He used to say that Chanukah in Purim is what keeps Klal Yisrael alive throughout the Golus. The Yid leapt in Golus for Chanukah in Purim. This is what he used to say. And the Rebbe Rabbinim was masper. He said, because Chanukah and Purim are unique, these are Yomim Tovim that fall out during the week. write the Yomim Toivim, but really they happen during Yimei Chol. Usually a Yontif, you're not allowed to do Malacha, it's a Yontif, it's Mamish like Shabbos. Ein Ben Yontif Le Shabbos, El Oichel Nefesh Bavad. Also a Mishnah Megillah. So usually Yontif is a Yontif. But Chanukah and Purim are Yomim Toivim, but despite the fact that the Yomim Toivim, they happen during the Chol. Golus is a Yom, is Chol. It's Yimei Chol. But, so what keeps us going? It's the Yontif that happens to coincide with the Chol. These were the Tifa Verte that Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshischa said. So the Kajuk Lava Goyin said that he heard from his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, that he added a Tosefes beer. He said a Dover Nifla. Said the Avnei Nezer, he said, Chanukah and Purim are the only Yom Tovim that fall out during Yimei Chol. But there's something else that's unique about Chanukah and Purim as Yom Tovim. They're the only Yom Tovim that you never make Havdalah. You don't make Havdalah after Chanukah, and you don't make Havdalah after Purim. And said the Avnei Nezer, that you know why you don't make Havdalah after Chanukah and Purim? Because when you make Havdalah, you're being Mavdal ben Kodesh L'chol. Megizegin sich mit Shabbos. Megizegin sich mit Yom. You're Malava the Malka. You're not Malava Chanukah. You're not Malava Purim. Because Chanukah and Purim don't go away. Chanukah and Purim is what keeps the Yidden throughout the Golus. This is what the Avnei Nezer said. And he said, that's the Tiefkeit in what the Rebbe Rabbinim said. That you don't make Havdalah after Chanukah. You don't make Havdalah on Purim. So the Kozhuk Lava Goyin ended, and we'll end with this. He said that the Rambam says that even though all the Yom and Tovim are going to be bottled, but the Yontav of Purim, that's going to be Chayv Kaim. The Yontav of Purim is going to be around forever. And the Marsha said, we spoke this Marsha at the time, on Daftal Ramad Aleph, that the Gemara says, Chayv Adam, a person has to read the Megillah at night, for Lishnoise Bayoim, Shenemar, Leman Yizamercha Chavoid Velo Yidoim, Hashem Eloikai Lo Oilo Maideko. And that's the Makar that you're supposed to read the Megillah not only at night, but at day as well. Right? Leman Yizamercha Chavoid, Abu Velo Yidoim. I'm going to do it again. I'm not going to Shvaig in the morning. Morgan Nachamul, I'm going to chazer it over. Chayv Adam Lishnoise. You're supposed the chazer over the Mikra Megillah. But how does the pasuk end? This pasuk that's talking about Mikra Megillah, it's La Oyla Maideku. La Oyla means even Lasa Lava. So the Kajuk Lava Goyin said that Purim is a Yontif of La Oyla Maideku. You don't make Havdalah after Purim. The reason you don't make Havdalah after Purim is because you never really gizeg in Zechel Purim. Because Purim is a yontif that a yid's supposed to take with him throughout the whole year. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. But really, it's something that you're supposed to take with you for the whole year. The avoid of Purim, said the Rebbe Rabbinim, is to take it with us. And he said the yidden that were able to take Purim with them throughout the whole year. He said Chanukah also. But the yidden were able to take Purim with them. We're able to have a tremendous chizik. He said, Purim, it's the oirois of Purim, the shpois of Purim that take the yidden with us. And that's the manyas amercha chavid v'lo yidoyim. Hashem aloi kai lo oila maideka. It's lo oila maideka. It's lo asad lovoi lo oila maideka. But it's also the whole year lo oila maideka. So we should talk to bizoicha that we should be able to live with the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. We should be zoicha to lemanyas amercha chavid v'lo yidoyim. Hashem aloi kai lo oila maideka. Apparently, you're not really supposed to ever gezegen sich with Chodesh Adar. It's coming around, right around the corner, and then it's going to come again. And on that note, I think very befitting, Hadran Aloch, B'nei Yo'ir, V'slik Olam Mesechtes Megillah.